When World War II began, the U.S. military began to recruit troops for special missions they believed might be necessary in specific countries. Those missions would need troops who could speak the languages of those nations fluently. The search led many young men from this area of Minnesota to be a part of one such unit. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Early in World War II, the United States saw the need for troops with special linguistic and cultural skills that could perform special operations in Japan, Germany, and occupied countries, including work in Scandinavia.
Norway was, of course, one of those countries. They'd been occupied since 1940.
Faye Torkelson-Auchinpah knows the story well of those U.S. soldiers who would train for special warfare objectives in the land from which her grandparents immigrated, Norway.
The men needed to be able to blend perfectly into the local Norwegian countryside.
That meant recruiting men who were fluent in Norwegian. Many came from the area where Faye lives, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Soon, the 99th Infantry Battalion, sometimes referred to as the Viking Battalion, was formed at Fort Ripley and then Fort Snelling, Minnesota, before moving to Fort Hale, Colorado, for an important reason.
It was decided, you know, that they needed to be able to, if they're going to Norway, they need to do mountain skiing and all of that.
As the Norwegian contingent trained, decisions were being made on how best to use the 99th Battalion.
The government decided that maybe it wasn't such a good idea to invade Norway. They thought that there'd be a significant loss of life among the Norwegian citizens.
But the men would still be an integral part of the effort to win the European theater of the war.
Then they were sent to Britain for training, and attached to various units that then fought in Normandy, northern France, the Rhineland, the Ardennes, and central Europe.
The 99th continued their important work to defeat the Nazis and restore freedom to occupied territories. And there's more next time as we travel the countryside. Thief River Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.